Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Water by God Podcast. Water by God Podcast. Y'all, I'm so overwhelmed with joy right now. Y'all don't even understand. Y'all request has been granted, okay? In the name of Jesus, the Lord. The Lord hears your cry. Y'all, I'm so happy to be here. I just don't even know what to say. I'm so geeked right now, y'all. I'm cheesing from ear to ear for those that are watching. Y'all know, y'all can see I'm cheesing from ear to ear. But I honestly want to say I'm so grateful to be back in business. God is so good, y'all, and I can truly say, like, I had to take that time for me and to learn some more and to just seek God's word even the more. Not that I wasn't seeking him, but it's just something about being refreshed and just letting God just pour into you. Like, it comes a time where you pour so much, but you also need to be pouring back into. And so I thank God for that time, because when I tell y'all I am back and better than ever, oh my goodness. I can't even explain it. Like, words cannot explain how I am feeling right now. But we're gonna hop straight into the word, y'all. I do want to say there's so much to come. There's so much to say. But I'm gonna let the Lord have his way. I guess you could consider this. I'm going to consider this season two, okay? Because we kind of paused on season one anyway. But other, like, nevertheless, that season was up. That season was up. And so I don't know what's going on with my headphones. Hold on. Hold on. I don't know if it's my hair covering or the scratching. I'm not sure where that scratching is coming from. Look at the devil already starting. Already. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Hopefully it changes, y'all. I'm gonna hope and pray that it stops, whatever that is. I'm gonna pray to God that beeping noise or whatever that scratching noise is, that it goes away. But guys, like I said, there's so much to get into. But in due time, the Lord will allow me to reveal everything that I've been discussing with him and going through and the changes that have been made. But I will say that we put a pause to I wouldn't say a pause, an end to season one, because first naturally, then spiritually. Naturally, I have shifted into another realm, another spirit. And so I had to just go ahead and profess that this is a new season for me. So I want it to be a new season for this podcast as well. That's how this came about, because God has truly, like, shifted my mentality in so many ways when it comes to Christianity and relationship with him and how things are done. Like, my mentality has completely changed from the last time that I've spoken to you all, and that you all have listened to the last podcast. Not, it's not anything bad. It's just to say, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. There's a season for everything. And so I am in a new season, and I pray that you are in a new season by now. But I'm just so thankful and grateful. And that's just my little quote unquote explanation of where I've been and what I've been into for now, until the Lord allows me to express more verbally. And so but we're gonna get into the word today, y'all. Today we are going, well, I want to do a season. I believe the Lord has placed it on my heart to do, not a season, a series of Psalms 23. This is the Lord is my shepherd, that whole thing. And I want to, for those that don't know what that is, we're gonna break it down. But I want to just, I feel the Lord just, I had wrote it in my notes. God was just speaking so much when it was, when I was reading it, and just basically breaking down, God's love and him as our shepherd. Like, literally what the title is, the Lord is my shepherd. And what does that mean for him to be our shepherd? What does that mean for us to be his sheep? And we're going to discuss that today. So like I said, it's going to be a series. I'm not sure how long the series is going to be, and I'm not sure how many like how each scripture is going to be broken down, like as far as like the numbers of it. But today I am going to read verses 1 through what is this? 2. No, I'll go ahead and read 3-2, but 1 through 3, and we're gonna discuss that much for today. It's so good, y'all. So I pray that you are really tuning in, dig in, take notes, whatever you have to do. We're gonna get back in the realm of things, and I'm so excited. But I do want to say that the Lord has like basically placed a calmness over my spirit, and so I want to just give y'all the gentleness that the Lord has given me. Like, I want y'all to really like take the time to go through this word with just gentleness and love, because that's what who God is, and that's just another part of the season that God has allowed me to go through, is just knowing him to be gentle and loving and kind and not like harmful and not forceful or anything like that, because that's not who God is. He's not forceful. He's very loving, very kind, very gentle, very meek. And so I want to be all those things to y'all as well, so that y'all can receive that for who I know him to be as that as well. So, amen. We're gonna go ahead and hop straight into it. But y'all know we're gonna go forth in prayer. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this moment. I thank you for bringing us back together, Lord God. You and your people that are listening, Father, I thank you for using me as you see fit, Father. I ask the Lord God that you, Lord God, publicly forgive me of any sin, Father, that is not like you, Father. Forgive your people, those that are watching, if they may have done anything that was not like you, Father. I ask that you give them the knowledge of it to change, the heart to change, Father, and let them be godly sorrowful, Lord God, that they will shift, Lord God, in the way that you want them to shift, that you are calling them to shift, that they will elevate in the ways that you want them to elevate. Father, I thank you for the opportunity of the gathering, Father. I thank you that you gave us another day to change, to shift, Lord God. And I ask that you continue to do that. Just continue to be great, Father. Let us open our ears and eyes and hearts to hear, Lord God, what you have to say on today, Father, about you being our shepherd. We shall not want for anything. And I pray whoever is listening to this, Father, you break every yoke, Father, every chain, Father, that's standing in the way, Father. You stand in the gap. And you, Lord God, close every gap that is causing them to not see the shepherd that you are, Father. And you love on us as the shepherd on today, Father. We just thank you. We welcome you with open arms and an open heart and an open mind. And I thank you, Lord God, that somebody will be free. And free indeed is who you have called us for us to be. So I thank you. I give you all glory and all honor and praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. And I want to say this to y'all while it's on my mind. I didn't get to say it before. Before I begin that prayer, but I also will be doing, instead of weekly, I'm going to start back to get in the flow of things. I'm going to start back bi-weekly, because I do work with children as well, but I also, because we are about to go into the summer, and so I will be working more hours anyway. But regardless of that, I want to make sure I am hearing correctly from God. I do not want to force any message weekly. Because God shifts. He's an unchanging God. Let me say that. He doesn't just shift like that. But I'm saying the season has shifted to where I have to make sure that I'm not just doing things for the liking of everyone else. But I want to make sure I'm hearing. Now, if there ever comes a time where the Lord does give me a word or a message for the week that we are in, like for example, I'm speaking right now. But if the Lord gives me a word next week, then by all means, I will let the Lord have his way. But if not, then I will wait until the following week until I know that God is speaking. And it's not that he's just not speaking, but it's the fact that sometimes he doesn't want me to release things at the time that I want to release or other people want me to release it. So you all just bear with me. Show me grace and mercy as God has shown you grace and mercy. And we're just going to continue to flow and grow in the things of God. But I love you all, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do. Now, let's get into the word for real, for real. So I said that we will be talking about Psalms 23. And so I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need." This is the New Century Version. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on a path that is right for the good of his name." And so we're going to break that down. I wanted to stop right there because as I was taking my notes, when I did take them, the Lord was just, it was like the simplicity of everything. God was speaking in the shortest sentence. Like he was like saying, so I mean, paragraph of things just for the first line, the first two lines. And so the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. What does that mean? That means because he is our shepherd, we don't need, right? We do not need anything or anyone. And sometimes our mind can manipulate us into thinking that we need something, or we need somebody, or we need a business, or we need man's approval, or we need the things that we think we need. And so God is just speaking to us on today and letting us know we do not need everything that we think. We don't need money, we don't need food, we don't need fame, we don't need the joy of the world. We don't need unrighteousness, we don't need relationships, sex, etc. Those things are just things of the world. And so, yes, I will say we to an extent we need it, right? Because we need money to live, obviously, just the same way we need oxygen to breathe, right? But it comes to a point where we start putting our faith into those things. And so because the Lord is our shepherd, y'all, we shall not want for anything. And so God wants to shift us into the mentality to understand that even though the devil likes to put our mind in a way of thinking that we have to depend on things, like if our job doesn't pay us quick enough, we have to depend on that paycheck to live. We can't live just from paycheck to paycheck. No, God has called us to live more than a paycheck to paycheck, because God can supply us with whatever we need. The Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. And sometimes you just have to proclaim that same verse, that same scripture over and over and over again. Whoever is going through the loss of something or someone, you know, I'm not just talking about death, I'm talking about losing. Maybe you lost the business, maybe you lost the heart of something, maybe you lost an opportunity, maybe you lost a job, maybe you lost a loved one, maybe you did lose a soulmate, maybe you, whatever, you lost a dog, or whatever the case is. God is saying to you, maybe it was materialistic, I don't care if it was a nail, a piece of hair, I don't care if it was a phone. Whatever it is, the Lord is your shepherd. You have to proclaim that and say, God, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want for the paycheck that thinks it's supplying me. I shall not want for the food that thinks it's sustaining me. But man cannot live off bread alone. So just having that mentality, y'all, helps and saves so much when we get in the thought of thinking, because the Lord is my shepherd, I need just him. I don't need anything or anyone, but everything else will be added when I find him. That's scripture. So then we can go on down, and it says, he lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. So y'all, this is where it got good. And I'm not saying the rest wasn't good, but this right here is where it like really started speaking to me, and I had to break everything down. I had to literally look up, okay, what is a green pasture? What does that mean? What does that look like? How does it work? Why do the sheep go to the green pasture? Why do they stay in a green pasture? And when I tell y'all the Lord broke it down so plain, I'm going to allow you all to hear what he had, how he had gave it to me. And if you see me look down, if you're watching, I'm just reading my notes of everything that he did give me. I have multiple notes. But it says, the scripture says, he maketh you lie down in green pastures. And so when I looked it up, it said green pastures is land covered with grass and other low plants suitable for grazing. And so grazing is feeding for later animal byproduct, especially cattle or sheep. And also I wrote down, let me turn the page. I wrote down that grazing is when livestock roam and eat wild plants. The process, it converts cellulose from grass into animal byproducts, which like milk, wool, and meat. Okay, so now that we got that out the way, I had to make sure that was known, because sometimes we get so used to just reading the word but not actually doing the research that comes with the word to get the full revelation, get the full understanding. So we can't be lazy, but we have to look these things up to get a better understanding. So when I looked all that up, if you think about it, a land covered in grass can be considered an open field. And so this right here lets us know that God supplies us with more than enough space to eat, to be free, to move, and to be comfortable. And so I looked it up, like I looked up pictures and everything. And so basically, it was like and I don't know anything. So for those that really know stuff about like animals and farming and nature and all that. I don't really get into all of that, but when I did look something up and I did do the research that I did, it basically just looked like a field, a very green field, but it was like a huge field. Like, I'm not talking about like a yard. I'm talking about like a field where it was plenty of space, plenty of room. And so the Lord just, even that scripture, when I said that he broke it down so plain and he gave it to me in so many ways, but it said he makes us lie down in green pastures. What does that mean? That means he makes us lie down in an area full of space where you can be free, where you can roam, where you can do as you please. You don't have to be bound by the walls of society, bound by the walls of the cares of people, the cares of life. You don't have to be, stuck, because even when you think about like a yard, right? A house and that doesn't have many acres, right? And people always say, I want land, I want acres. And so when you don't have that much land, you don't have that much to say is yours. And it's not ours anyway, right? But you don't have the area to say, oh, because at some point it's going to be considered your neighbors. If you live in an area with other people, it's going to be considered your neighbor's land. But God said he placed you in a green pasture, plenty of space, plenty of areas to move, to feel free, to roam, to stretch out, to do what you have to do, to lay pie straight, to get what you need without being bothered. And so when he makes us lie down, he sees that you come to a point where you've been bothered by too many people. You've been bothered by too many things. You've been bothered by the cares of society, what people have to say. So I'm gonna allow you to be separated and to be isolated into a season where you're in an open field. Can nothing touch you? Can nothing bother you? I made you. It doesn't feel good, but I made you go into a season of isolation. I made you go into a season of being separated, because while my word says, come from amongst them, be separated. And when you're in an area, space, enough room to be that, then God can have his way. And so sometimes we're so congested, we're so discombobulated because of all the people, all the voices, everything that we hear that's around us. But see, even Jesus had to come from amongst the people he was around. He had to be separated. He had to go and hear from his Father, and he had enough room to do so. I think sometimes we get so comfortable in one space, one area, and God is like, I gave you the whole world for a reason. You have the world. Why? Because he gave it to us. Like, we have so much to do, so much work to be done, but also he gave us the rest that comes with it. He makes us lie down when we don't want to. He makes us lie down when we don't want that rest, and we're always moving, we're always doing things. And this is why, the Sabbath came about. The Bible says one of the commandments is to, uphold the Sabbath. And it's not because it's just a commandment to do so, but it's because the Lord want he what he say? He maketh you lie down. He wants you to rest. He wants you to rest. Get the rest that you need. Get the isolation that you need. Be alone for just a minute. It may not feel good, but he said, I promise you. And sometimes we think that God is punishing us, right, when we're in a season of being alone. And some of us like being alone, but even in your state of being alone, what are you learning? What are you feeding off of in that moment of being alone? And we're gonna get into that as well, because also get into, the field and being the sheep being able to eat. We're gonna get into that, but I just wanted to rest in that field for the moment, the open space. God supplies us with more than enough space. And open space also means you won't have other people around you. There's enough space for everyone, even if it means you need to be alone. So that was the summary of the open space. Also, just the simple fact that, see, the Bible is very specific, and some people can take it literal, some people don't take it literal, but the simple fact that it said green pastures. And so when you think about the word green in general and what green mean, green is healthy. So he places you in a healthy land. And I'm gonna say this, anything that seems unhealthy is not sent from God. It is sent from the devil, because if he said he makes you lie down in green is healthy, y'all. Green is sustainable. Green is going to allow you to grow. Greenery. Green. He's making you lie down in green pastures. And so it didn't say yellow pastures. It didn't say red pastures. It didn't say orange pastures, blue, the blue water. It didn't say any of that, right? It's that I'm allowing you. He said he's making us to lie down in green pastures. This is meaning that you're able to eat. This is meaning that you're able to grow. And also, y'all, the grass isn't so high to consume or overwhelm you. So also when I seen, when I looked all of this up about the pasture, one thing that stood out to me is that it said a pasture is low grass, right? Because when you look at some fields, it's like high grass. You could tell that it hasn't been cut yet. It hasn't been seen about. And so I said, wow, the significance in the fact that it's a pasture, right? So that means the grass is low. The animals are able to roam freely without being cut by the high grass or having to worry about moving and trying to move the grass out the way, or, you know, trying to eat them and eat them too much because the grass is just so high, so that they're just never stopping, right? But the Lord said green pastures where you're able to, you know, have just enough grass where you're able to eat, but it's not overwhelming you. And so God wants to place us in an atmosphere, in a season, not just a season, but for eternity. He wants to place you in green pastures that will allow you to grow, allow you to eat to grow, and allow you to be alone for just a season, isolation, to just be with Him and to understand that He, as your shepherd, He wants the best for you. He wants what's best for you. He wants you to grow, but also eat. And so because the grass is low, y'all get this, because the grass is low, that means you have to reach down to get it. Reach down to get what the Lord wants you to get. I know I talked about in season one time I talked about the Lord gave it to me to discuss how we have to go down to get what we needed, but we have to make sure we come back up, right? So this also is another way that He put it, right? So eating from this land gives you healthiness and happiness, causing you to create byproduct for the Lord, not man. And that was so good too, y'all. It's so much that I had to write down, because He was giving so much. You know how the sheep, or in general how animals eat, and we take this and we put it on our body as clothes or whatever, food as whatever, but the Lord is saying He wants us to eat for us to be byproduct. And that doesn't mean for us to be killed or anything. That means for us to be, you know, for us to actually, for people to feed off of us, for people to use us. Somebody should be able to take what you've gotten, what you've ate from the Lord, and be able to eat off of you, to get something from you. He wants you to become the byproduct. He wants people to see Him when they see you. But what will they see? What will they see? Will they see a snake's clothing? Will they see snake pattern? Or will they see the humble sheep that God has called you to be? We don't want to be covered in something that we're not called to be covered in, but we want to make sure we're eating the green pastures to be healthy, not unhealthy. We don't want to be dirty. And also, this is why, you know, the Bible, I haven't really gotten too much into it, but I've been seeing, like, this is why the Bible causes for us to eat certain things. And I've heard many times people have said, you know, how you know, seafood is not always considered healthy, like, because the sea is, like, so dirty and whatnot. It's so much that's dirty. But, you know, if anything, the one thing that they say has been good for you is, like, sheep and like, lamb. But it's the fact that we don't want to be considered anything else. We want to be what God wants us to be, so that we're healthy to other people, that we're showing the healthy significance that God has on our life. And so being the byproduct matters. And so God feed His sheep to use them in a good way to help others spiritually, while naturally continuing to take care of them. And even though, you know, we see sheep and their sheep may be misused and used for all these different things, God will not misuse us. God, as His byproduct, He will not harm us or hurt us. He will make sure we're being used for the good reasons, the healthy reasons, right? And so as I was talking about, you know, having to go low for the green pasture, having to reach down to feed and eat, God knows what's best for us. He knows what we need, and He's going to keep us living healthy, but we have to want to live healthy, right? We have to want to eat right, want to eat the healthy. I'm saying this because healthy matters, right? And it's the key words that matters when I'm discussing this. But God won't allow His sheep to starve. If you've been in a season of starvation, we have to ask ourselves, why are we starving? Why are we starving? Is it because we're not eating what God wants us to eat? Like, we're turning our plate. Imagine turning away what God wants for us. So it makes us starve, because even in our starvation, God doesn't want us to starve. First of all, He made us lie down. He wants us to eat good. He's trying to make us lie down to eat. And the point that I've been trying to make, y'all, and I just keep getting so excited, but the point that I've been trying to make about as far as reaching down low because I keep going over it. I'm getting above what I'm trying to make, okay, what I'm trying to say. But the point of reaching down low, we have to eat with our head down and not our chin up. And this is the suffering that God is calling us to go through, that God is requiring from us. You eat until you're sustained, so when you're able to look back up, you have enough to keep you. But you have to come back up to see where the devil is trying to, what the devil is trying to do in front of you. But you still gotta go down. And so, if you think about it, if he put us in a land that the plants were just too high, it would cause you to be lazy. I need y'all to catch this in the spirit, not just in the natural, but in the spirit. It would cause you to be lazy because the stuff, the imagine if I was holding up a plant right now and I like anything or anything, not even just a plant, but anything. And I was putting it to my mouth. It's causing me to be lazy because I'm able to just, right? But if I reached, I had to go low to reach down to get what I need. That means that shows that I'm able to sustain myself. And typically when you think about this, put it this way, a meal, a full course meal, you have to take a fork and you have to lean, put your head down to eat. Put your head down to eat. A snack, you can bring your hand to you. You can, whether that's some Cheez-Its, some candy, a lollipop, whatever that looks like, you're able to bring it to your mouth. And sometimes when people try to eat without bending their head down and putting their head down, this is when you spill it all over yourself. Oh, y'all, it's so good. It's so good. This is when you make messes because you weren't paying attention to how you were feeding yourself. You were too busy trying to snack on things. And so you ended up maybe wasting it on your shirt. We end up maybe wasting it over our mouth, or it falls without us knowing on our legs, or whatever the case, on our pants, whatever that looks like on the floor. But God is saying to eat carefully. You have to bend down, put your head to the plate, not your chin up. We don't eat with our chin up. And this also shows a sign of submission. When you have your head down, this is why we pray with our head down. Everything makes sense now when we understand this. We pray to our Father with our head down because of submission. We kneel because of submission to God, to submission to our Lord and Savior. You should not eat spiritually with your chin up. That is pride. And God is not the author of confusion. And when we understand this, we'll be so thankful to put our head down, even though it hurts. When people put our head down for us, we thank them. We thank them. One, because the Lord says, the Bible says, if they try to slap you on your cheek, you give them the other cheek. And if somebody puts your head down, you thank them. Because why? You get what you need when your head is in submission to God. God, whatever you want from me, if they push my head down, then I'm eating. I'm getting what I'm needing. What's going to sustain me? And I'm going to eat enough that when I pick my head back up, saying I will be able to rebuke you, when I would have eaten so much that I know what it takes to rebuke you. I have what I need to sustain me to walk with power and with a sound mind. But if we starve, we don't have what we need in us to take care of Satan. We can't take care of Satan anyway, but we're not eating that green pasture, from the green pasture that God has been trying to make you lie down in. He's been trying to give you that rest. He's been trying to give you that food. He's been trying to feed you, the both of us. And sometimes we neglect that food, that baby food, or that solid food that he's been trying to give us. But God is saying, you have to eat to be healthy. You cannot put things that will not sustain you in this season, because in order to be sustained, you have to first lie down in the place that I am calling you to lie down. You can't lie down in the midst of your enemies. You cannot lie down in the midst of confusion. You cannot lie down in a place of animosity, in a place of jealousy, in a place of sin. I am calling you to come out from amongst them and lie down in a place of peace, lie down in a place of submission, lie down in a place of healthiness, something that is going to sustain you, something that's going to feed your heart, something that's going to protect you, something that's going to allow you to be open and free, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. I'm calling you to come out of a place that wants to keep you bound, that wants to remind you of your past, that wants to remind you of your sin, that wants to remind you of what the devil is doing. I'm calling you to come from amongst the house, come from amongst the church that you think is judging you, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God is calling you to be free. Whoever is watching or listening, God is calling you. God is calling you to be free and to lay down in the green pasture, the land of healthiness, the land flowing with milk and honey. He is trying to make you to that, bring you to that promised land. But it's all about if you want it. If you want it. If you want it, God will allow it to take place. God is just saying, he just needs your willingness to lay down. Sometimes we move so much. We want so much money. We want the fame. We want the fortune. We want the following. We want the podcast. We want the business. And we work so much, we forget to rest. We forget to rest. And this is why I just came from a season of resting, because I need what the Lord has for me to be sustainable. And so you also need to rest, to lie down in that green pasture, say, you know what, forget the media, forget my job. Not saying quit, I'm saying forget the mentality of what they've been pushing on you, whatever, if that's a force that they've been pushing on you, if this, you know, the idea of man, the mentality of man, what man sees that you're supposed to be doing, what man feels that you're supposed to, the way to love, the way to think, the way to be successful, forget what man is telling you and follow Christ. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. He is the only truth. He's the truth, the way, and the life, okay? It's just that simple. So lie down in your green pasture today. Whoever is listening, I'm telling you to lie down. God is telling you to lie down. It's okay to lie down in green pasture. Sometimes we don't understand. We cause sickness and anxiety on us because we haven't sat down yet. We haven't laid down yet. We're wondering why our body is aching. We're wondering why we're getting so many headaches, so many migraines. We're wondering why we're going through warfare. And it's because God is saying, you haven't laid down in my green pasture yet. I am your shepherd. You shall not want. I will supply you with the money that you need. I will supply you with the health that you're looking for. I will supply you with the food that you need to live off of. But you cannot live if you're not lying down correctly in the pasture that I have been calling for you to lay down in. And some of us, God has been calling us to lay down for years. God has been calling us to rest for years, for months, maybe even days. Maybe you just entered this season, but God is saying, come out of that season. All I want for you is to eat with your chin down, not up, because some of us have been in such a place of pride that we haven't been able to come back up. We've been snacking so much that we're not even sustaining with what we need. And we've become prideful thinking that we're eating, but we're eating the wrong things. We're eating the wrong things that's not actually fulfilling us. And some of us, our head has been down so much, we've been being greedy and we've been getting full that we don't want to get back up. We don't want to come back up. We've been too high in pride that we feel like, oh, we just want to keep eating. We just want to keep eating, do what we want to do. And God is saying, you cannot do what you want to do in this season. He's saying that to all of us. He loves us so much. He's trying to save us. He loves us so much. He wants us to lay down in that green pasture. Amen. So also I wrote down that, here, let me read the rest of this. Don't be greedy that you never look back up. And so we want to make sure we're full of the Lord, full of the word. And so God admires a bowed head and not a proud one, because it's submission, even in prayer. Don't always be so proud that you can't fall or be seen as weak. And sometimes even men, like if any men are watching this, it's okay to feel weak. Let me tell you something. Jesus wept. And so I bind anything and any word that has been spoken to you that you cannot cry, that you cannot be weak. It's okay to be weak. It's okay to be weak in your flesh, but powerful in the spirit. Powerful, because when we are weak, God makes us strong. God allows us to be strong. You are strong in the Lord, and it's okay to let your guard down in the Lord, not in the world, but let your guard down in the Lord for peace and guidance, but not in the world. Always be alert. Always be alert. Always be willing to be on the wall to watch what is going on around you, but don't be too prideful that you can't allow the Lord to have the ultimate eyes to watch you. Sometimes we watch everybody else, but we don't understand who is watching us. And we have to let our guard down when it comes to God, because why would we keep our guard up? Why would we be guarding God? Why would we be guarding, putting a guard up, a fence up, that even God can't even reach us? And he's God, so he can reach us, but he gives us that willingness to say, you know what, whatever you allow, I'm going to allow. It said, whatsoever thing you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. But at this point, whatsoever thing that you allow on earth, he's going to allow you to do, because he gives you free will. But we want to make sure that we're not being prideful. We're putting our head down. We're getting what we need. We're reaching down to get it and coming back up to be sustained, to fight the devil, to do what it takes to defeat the devil. Amen. And so after we've eaten and we did our part, he'll lay you down to rest in the open, carefree, fruitful, and productive land. You can't lay down comfortably in an overwhelming, non-trimmed, or tamed land. And so that's why it refers to the pasture. The low plants also prevents you choking up or being lazy. And so the Lord is already big enough, but we can't be greedy. The land is already big enough, but we can't be too greedy that we forget to come back up. And so if not, we'll be full of all the wrong things. We'll be full of the what you call sin. We'll be full of what you call flesh. And we want to be full of the spirit. We want to make sure we're covered by the blood of Jesus. And so food is reached low for humans and animals. And we eat with our head down, not chin up. And this position also causes uncomfortable positions and circumstances. So when you think about it, if you're eating, right, you have to bend over, right? And it may cause pain in some people's back and everything else. But you know you're getting what you need, though. You know you're taking care of business. You know you're getting fed what you need. And sometimes even in life, naturally, God has to allow for us to be in uncomfortable positions, uncomfortable situations. Like I said, the snack doesn't require much. The snack just requires you to put it to your mouth. And so when you eat a full course meal, you have to do some work. You have to bend down, reach low to get it. And some of us don't like that uncomfortable position. We like, it make my back hurt, make my head hurt. It's making me uncomfortable. God is calling for us to sometimes be in an uncomfortable season, a season that we do not know. I was watching The Chosen, I want to say not too long ago, yesterday or the day before. And something that stood out is they were trying to, I'm like in season 3, and I can't remember what episode, but they were basically trying to explain, I don't even remember exactly who it was, but the girl was trying to explain to somebody else what Jesus was saying. And she was like, it was the part where he was saying, you know, love your enemies, do this. And she was telling, I believe she was telling John the Baptist, when she was explaining, when he was in jail, she was explaining to him, and she was like, yeah, he was telling us to love our enemies. Like, who does that? How do you do that? And so also I was watching a sermon of Jerry Flowers today, and it just reminded me that most things that God wants us to do is what's gonna make us uncomfortable. You know, they were trying to figure out how are we supposed to love our enemies. That's because it's gonna make you uncomfortable. But that's the how you know you're doing the right thing. Something that makes you uncomfortable. Now, I ain't talking about like something too uncomfortable where it's really uncomfortable. I'm talking about a spiritual uncomfortable, but you know it's gonna benefit you. You know you can test the spirit by the spirit, and you can watch the fruit that's gonna be bare with it, okay? That's how you know the difference. But I'm saying that how you know is God is when sometimes it makes you uncomfortable. Like, you know, your flesh. That's the difference. Your flesh wouldn't do it, but your spirit is willing. So when it comes to like loving your enemies, you know, loving them the way that you didn't think that you were going to love them, or doing things that you didn't think that you were going to do. That's how you know you're pleasing God, because your flesh is getting out the way and God is having his way in you, through you, with you. And we want that to happen for us, with us. We want to make sure that we're in that place where God is able to use us and God is able to sustain us, because we are eating from that green pasture. So sometimes it takes suffering and being uncomfortable, but we have to make sure we're eating carefully and eating to be sustained, to get up, and making sure that we are doing everything that we are doing in the will of God. And so that's all I have for you all on today, y'all. I hope you all enjoy. I know it's quick and simple and short to the point, but that is honestly how the Lord gave it to me. That is just for this first part. And if anything changes as far as, you know, going over Psalms 23, obviously I'll let y'all know. Y'all will know by the episode, but I do want to study on Psalms 23 a little bit more and give you all just what the Lord has given me. And we're going to break this thing down some more and some more and some more. But I pray you all enjoy. I'm going to say a quick prayer to end. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you allow your people to study this word for themselves. Study you as their shepherd, even the more, Father. May they find rest in you. May they go to that green field and may they rest there. And Father, may they eat the way that you have called for them to eat and be healthy, Father, and remove everything in the land that's in the way, Father, every debris, Father, every sickness and the disease lying in the plants that they're eating from, in the land that they're eating from, Father. Remove them from the land that's not of you, Father. We want the good land, Father. We need the healthy land, the green pasture that you have promised to give to us to make us lie down in the name of Jesus. Father, your word, it's your word, and your word does not lie. Your word does not come back void. So I thank you that you want to see us in the green land, and we shall be in the green land. We speak it into existence, Father. We thank you. We give you all the glory. Father, we bind every hindrance that keeps your people from seeking that land. In the name of Jesus, let their minds be free and let their hearts be free, Father, from the debris that may be in their heart, from the things that try to keep them bound in their past, from the things that try to remind them of who the devil says that they are. But may they find the truth in you, because you are the truth. Your word is true. And we thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I love you all with the love of Christ. You all stay blessed. You all stay highly favored, because that is who God is. He allows us to walk in favor, to talk in favor, to be the favor. And so I pray you all stay in that. And I will see y'all next time. I love y'all. Mwah.